Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi has rejected the guilty verdict in the Lockerbie trial. Gaddafi promised to disclose information early next week that would exonerate the Libyan intelligence agent who on Wednesday was convicted for the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103. From London, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Colonel Gaddafi made the surprise announcement as he welcomed home the Libyan defendant acquitted in the Lockerbie bombing. Al-Amin Khalifa Fahima had been jailed for nearly 2 years as a suspect in the murders. He was flown home from prison in Holland aboard a Royal Netherlands Air Force plane, while his co-defendant Abdel Basset Ali al-Megrahi began to serve a minimum 20 years of his life sentence. With his arm around the newly freed Fahima, Colonel Gaddafi accused the United States of forcing the conviction of Megrahi. The verdict was under pressure from Americans, he said, and he added he will reveal proof showing Megrahi is innocent. The judges have three choices, Gaddafi said, to commit suicide, to resign, or to tell the truth that they have returned a political verdict. As a small crowd chanted, "God is great," the Libyan leader strolled with Fahima around the compound of his bombed-out home, destroyed during the 1986 U.S. attack on Tripoli. With the showmanship that has become his trademark, Gaddafi said, "Look at this house. If we speak about victims, we must speak about the victims of 1986. What do courts have to say to these victims?" he said. Gaddafi lost his adopted baby girl in the U.S. bombing that was retaliation for an attack on a Berlin nightclub in which Americans died. In recent years, Libya has been trying to rejoin the international community and cast off its image as a terrorist-sponsoring state. But the message emanating from Tripoli yesterday was more typical of the confrontational tone of the 1970s. The latest bulletins on Libyan state television talked of the failed policies of the imperialist British and Americans. Gaddafi would not say why he had not revealed information to the lawyers and judges earlier that would exculpate the convicted Megrahi. But the comments demonstrate that even with the trial concluded, the political and diplomatic battle around one of the most devastating acts of terrorism endures. In convicting Megrahi this week, the Lockerbie judges concluded that he was a fairly senior agent with the Libyan intelligence service and that he acted in concert with others. The United States and Britain insist that proves the Libyan government's complicity and want Tripoli to accept the responsibility and pay compensation. Until that happens, Washington and London say, no U.N. sanctions, suspended but not lifted when Gaddafi turned over the suspects for trial, should be ended. Gaddafi said he would not agree to U.S. and British demands to take responsibility for the bombing or pay compensation to the Lockerbie victims. He claimed instead that Libya should be compensated for what he called the years of sanctions suffered in the 90s. The newly freed Fahima was described as looking bemused by his reception. Libya's response to the verdict rendered by the court it said it would respect has perplexed many more outside Tripoli. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.